One of the great joys of a Sunday can be making your way to Broadmeadow, the showground, and poking around the farmers markets that are there, the Newcastle farmers markets. Of course, the supercar's rolling into town and it is affecting a lot of people. A lot of people happy, some not so happy. And one of the casualties of that is indeed the farmers market. So they will not be there on Sunday. They'll be joining with the Lake Macquarie markets at Spears Point on Saturday. Now, at face value, you'd think that would be, okay, fair enough, a nice, easy bait and switch. However, that does bring with it some challenges. And the director of New South Wales Farmers Markets, the media director, I should say, is Jenny Turan, joins us now. Jenny, I would have thought it's pretty simple. You just move and you go to a different place on a different day. But there's a lot of work that goes in, and that's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
The logistics of moving days is incredible. Straight away, finding staff for those Sunday workers, the Sunday farmers who are moving to Lake Mac on the Saturday. See, what people don't realise is we have about 180 stalls on Sunday. 150 of those will be farmers producers. They, on average, employ three people per stall that comes into Sunday to the showground to work. Now, a lot of these young people are tertiary students, so they often have cafe jobs as well. So finding staff to work on the Saturday has been, well, logistically incredible. And also for the farmers, they pick and harvest on a Saturday on their farm, so it's farm fresh for Sunday. Now they're having to harvest on Friday, so their normal staff may not be available. A lot of these farmers have a second job for a reliable income. And it's just everyone's pulling their hair out trying to work out if they can make it, if they can get staff for the Saturday trading, if they can get staff on the Friday for picking.
Yeah, like I said, Jenny, it's not as easy as it thinks and we think, and obviously that's some of the problems that the farmers are going through for this particular weekend. Can you run us through some of the events that led up to the markets being moved away from the showground? Was there a lot of warning? Was there not enough warning?
Absolutely not enough warning. We were told we could trade. It was only 7 weeks ago that it was mooted that we could possibly have to move. Now, Kevin Ead, our director, who started the farmers market 20-odd years ago, started ringing council. And, of course, no one has returned his calls. Council have gone quiet. He was trying to suggest, well, this tent city they're putting up, which, in fact, isn't a camping ground. It's a Queensland-based business that supplies tents, linen, barbecue. So the money for that tent city is leaving the area as well. So there's other parks they could have used, but no. So he's been trying for so long. 3 weeks ago, we made the call that we just can't trade. Our normal location of Tice Hill, similar issues with logistics, parking. As we understand, most of the suburbs around the area will be parked out, especially Tice Hill, Mayfield area, because of the 100 bus route straight through into town. So we had to look, either cancel or move, and we decided our farmers rely on income from the 8,500 people who walk through the gates every Sunday.
Well, Jenny, I guess it will be a bit of a nightmare. There will be some stalls that may not be there this weekend. I wish you well on the weekend anyway. A little bit more notice would have been handy, but
yes.
We wish you well for the weekend nonetheless. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Mark. Bye.
Yeah, it would have been nice for them to get a little bit more warning, a bit notice. But anyway, they'll make the move for this Sunday. This Saturday, I should say, for the Newcastle Farmers Markets, joining with Lake Mac at Spears Point Park. Thanks to the media director of New South Wales Farmers Markets, Jenny Turan, joining us there at 2NURFM 103.7.